Yeah, I can start out. You finished your first season in MLS, rookie season. What's kind of your assessment of what your first year was like as a professional soccer player?
I think it was a good experience for me. Good year in terms of learning how the obviously the leagues is and learn how the team works and what are the expectations at this level. And I think it was a good year. I think I had some good moments, and I think I can build on that for next season to be more consistent in my performances.
You had a lot of opportunities early on in the season, and then you went with the Monarchs for a little bit, and then I think I heard that you were actually overseas for a little bit, mm-hmm. as well. What was kind of that journey like as you, I guess, went from the first team and then had to move around quite a bit there later in the season?
No, yeah, I had moments with the Monarchs, I had moments with the team, the first team. I think it was challenging at times, but I guess I need to make more happen of my opportunities I get with the first team to show that I'm capable of staying in the team and be more consistent and more impactful for the team. So I guess I had the opportunities, but I need to be more effective in when I get them.
One of the other players in your class, your draft class, Elijah, was loaned overseas this season. Mm-hmm. Has that been talked about at all with you, the opportunity to
be Yeah, the opportunity to be loaned has been talked about in the second division in Holland, but I guess what was offered to me wasn't what I expected, so I wanted to come back here and show that I can contribute for the team, and I'm fully committed to this team right now, and I'm ready for next season to show what I'm capable of.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Bertin, just going back to the beginning of the year where you got in an extended run of a little bit of minutes and a little bit of playtime, what was your biggest takeaways, and I guess what was the biggest thing that you learned in those early goings for you adapting to this league?
Yeah, of course, the first minutes, the first time you get on the field, it's like a lot of listening to your teammates and understanding what the games ask of you at that moment. Because, of course, if you're on the field, you have the capacity to do it, to do so. But, like, you need to understand what's asked from you at that particular moment. Either you're coming into the game or you're starting the game like I did sometimes. So I think that was a good experience for me. And what was the last part of your question? Sorry.
Just some of the biggest things that you learned in those early goings of adapting to Major League Soccer.
No, I just know that I'm capable of doing better, and I know I'm gonna have to step up. But what I learned, obviously, is just. It's different for college soccer, obviously, but I don't think it's... Like, I know I'm capable of stepping up and showing what I'm capable of, so that's the only thing. There's nothing that's struck me or I'm like, oh, that's so much harder or whatever, but obviously you gotta adapt and it's not the same level.
What are some of the things that what are some of the goals that you're setting for yourself this off season and heading into the preseason to continue to work and maybe get some more opportunities with the first team heading into 2024?
No, I've been working on myself. I think I need to keep working and get better every day. And if I do so, I know that I'm going to have the opportunities. And when I do have the opportunities, like, make the most of it. And then that would lead me after to have the next opportunity. So it's one at a time, and when it be the time, I'd be ready.
And I guess the last question is, just what's the relationship with the other forwards and the other wingers on this team? Like, have they been working with you, done mentoring you, and helping you get to a good level? To get to a good level.
No, the other players in the team, like the older players, they always make you feel good, and doesn't there's competition for the starting spots, obviously, but it's not like a, it's a healthy competition. So like everybody's working for each other, if I can say it like that. It's like, it's not in a bad way. So I feel good with the other players at my position. So that's not a problem. It's just on you to do what you have to do to get on the field.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Brisan, thank you for your time today. You, as mentioned, you got some first team minutes at the beginning of this year, and then you played quite well with the Monarchs. Do you feel like playing professionally in MLS and with the Monarchs was maybe more of an easier transition from college than you thought?
I mean, nothing is easy. Like, You can play college soccer and the game is not going to be easy. You can play Monarchs game, the game is not going to be easy. You play MLS game, the game is not going to be easy. It's just what you do on the that day, that moment, if you're sharp enough to showcase your qualities and make an impact in the game. For me, as a forward, is score goals, make assists. So it's never easy. So you just got to be ready to put yourself in a position where you can be impactful for your team at that moment, whether it's college, Monarchs, or the first team. So it's not really different, if I can be honest. The level is different, but to make an impact, it's not different.
Yeah, makes sense. Thank you. And then I want to go back kind of to your time training in the Netherlands and with Ado Den Haag. Uh-huh. Was there anything particularly that you learned from your experience there?
No, I think it's another professional team. It's somewhere else. They play a different way, different coach, different mentality, I would say so. So just different. It's good, good experience for me. But like I said, I feel good here at Salt Lake, so that's the past, and I want to be focused on the future.
Great. And then, where do you see yourself playing in 2024?
Like, where do I see? Where do you feel
that you'll be playing soccer in 2024?
Oh, of course, for Real Salt Lake.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you maybe have to? I remember you scored a pretty amazing goal in the preseason of this last year. Mm-hmm. What does the off season look like for you? How are you planning on going about training?
No, the off season is more like to get ready for the first game. Obviously, I scored a goal last preseason, but honestly, it doesn't matter. Like, the preseason matters to get ready for the MLS season, but the goals you score in preseason, nobody's talking about them after. So I know that, and that's not something that I'm like, oh, I scored a goal in preseason, so I'm something. Like, you have done nothing until the season starts, and that's when it really matters. So yeah, the preseason is there for you to be ready, and I'll do whatever I can to be the best and get ready to earn my starting spot for the first regular season game.
Great, thanks for your time. Mm-hmm.